The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So I'll say a couple of words about the practice here this morning that maybe supports you. And that one of the important distinctions in our mindfulness practice is this distinction between being grounded or centered in our lived experience versus being centered in our thoughts, in the virtual reality of thoughts. Thoughts are always in the present moment, but they have a way of pulling us away from our direct experience, our lived experience. For example, if we're thinking about the past, we can get pulled into those thoughts about the past. Maybe we're almost like reliving it, or maybe it's like we're not really in touch anymore with what's happening here and now. Same thing with thinking about the future, same thing about fantasy, same time about being caught up in conversations with people or something. So the world of thoughts, it's sometimes nice to think of them as a virtual reality if the thoughts are about something that's not here and now. And it also can be kind of a virtual reality if the thoughts are about here and now, but are a lot of abstract commentary and judgments about what's here, and we're pulled into that world. And it isn't so much that we're trying to stop to think when we do mindfulness, but we are trying to shift the attention to so that our lived experience, we're centered, attention is grounded in what we can feel and sense and experience directly. So oftentimes in our tradition, it's the physical experience, sitting on the cushion, really clearly being in your body. Your body's always in the present moment. And to be here with your sensations, your experience, your emotions, as present moment experience. So that, you know, the lived experience of the moment. The lived experience is only in the present moment. That's the only place you can experience it. So we keep coming back to the present. But it's not necessarily a rejection of thoughts about other times and other places. It's more like shifting the grounding, where we're like really at home here. And there might be thoughts about all kinds of things, but if you're here in the lived experience of the present, you have a kind of a sense or clear sense that your thought, whatever you're thinking about, you're thinking about them in the present moment. What's really alive and true and direct in our experience is the present moment experience, whether it's physical, emotional, thoughts, sounds, whatever it is. And to not lose touch with that as present moment experience. And that can shift our relationship to it, because then we're not kind of lost in it or caught up in our reactions to it, but we're seeing, oh, this is what's happening, this is what's happening. And the more close you can get into the lived experience, the more close you're really in it, if that's in the foreground or at the center of what's going on, surprisingly, the more peaceful it is. And the further we get away from the lived experience of the moment, chances are that means we're more drifting off into thinking and the virtual reality of thoughts. And that's a place where it's much less likely to be peaceful. So we're trying to shift the, we're not trying to reject anything per se, we are trying to shift the center, where what's in the foreground. In the foreground is our direct experience. In the foreground, in the center of our lived life is our lived, direct, moment-to-moment experience. And the rest of it can take care of itself on the periphery. So anyway, so I might want to explore that this morning. It's a wonderful thing. You're very fortunate to be alive with the capacity to know it, your lived experience. So thank you.